The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I feel like I'm in a Twilight Zone, Steve Elkins, on this 7th day of June 2021. I think I passed the TIA test. I think I'll be okay.
She got another hour.
You know, I chuckle about it and I laugh, but it's not really, it's not funny. Because when we have people, when you're trying to be nice with them, and they're refusing to listen what you're saying, when you put them on the air, the smell test is me. If I cannot understand what a person is saying, then how do I expect the audience to try to strain their way through and, okay, what did they just say? You know, this...
It's difficult. He calls in on my show on Sunday, and I have to pay closely attention to what he's saying. He's got kind of a raspy, hush voice. He's kind of hard to understand. I hope he doesn't take it the wrong way, but, you know, if he can do something to perfect his speech pattern better, we would appreciate it, no doubt about it.
Look, Mike has told me repeatedly, when he calls in to get on air, he speaks slower, and he's mostly understandable. When he gets on air, it goes into the staccato, and you can't understand him. Yeah. And I'm there, and I will put anybody on air. But when you can't understand what they're saying, come on. Come on. Cody in Illinois. Hello, Cody.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Do you guys understand me well?
I can actually understand every word you're saying, sir.
Well, excellent. We had an interesting win today at the Supreme Court. Unbelievable. 9-0, even the Democratic Supreme Court justice.
And then what did they vote on today, Cody?
That illegal residents that came illegally that were given that temporary status can never, I guess, get, I don't know if never, but they cannot at the same time, I guess, get the permanent status. It was like 9-0.
Okay, and is this state Supreme Court or is this U.S. Supreme Court?
No, U.S. Supreme Court. It was breaking news today.
Okay.
And then I guess they refused. It was kind of interesting. Then they refused to hear the draft case. I thought that was kind of interesting. But
well, you know, they are picky and choosy, aren't they?
Yeah, well, you know, it's just surprising that when the military is so important that they wouldn't take that case.
Cody, what do you think of my supposition here that once these forensic audits on the vote count that we know was slanted and fixed, when that's presented to the Supreme Court, what do you think is going to happen there?
They'll probably leave it up to states' rights, I guess. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Oh, No. When the states themselves are caught cheating, you can't keep going back to the states.
No, can't go back to the state.
And after all, this is the federal government, and what is the highest office attainable within the federal government? It's President of the United States. Mm-hmm. So they can't refuse this one.
Yeah, they got to fix it.
They shouldn't. Yeah, hopefully they will. what was I going to say? I guess one thing that's kind of been bothering me is, you know, men are going to have to stand up in this country, whether it's the sodomite agenda or the thing that's really been bothering me lately is these governors that have been playing doctors and scientists giving, not to use hydrochloroquine, ivermectin, and whatever. We need justice on this. These people need to hang, and I'm trying to figure out how we're going to get some justice. If we got attorney generals in those states that are going to protect them, I mean, you guys got any ideas on this? I mean, it seems like these the people's common law juries never get any, but something needs to be done.
Well, we're supposed to have attorney generals, and that they're there to enforce the law. When they are not there to enforce existing law, and I'll give you a prime and perfect example. What is going on with all these illegals still storming our borders and still getting into the country? This is federal law. It is under supposedly their control to put a halt to this. This is not legal. People busting into this country. And there are, and Trump was right, there are drug dealers, there are mules, there are all sorts of unsavories that part of the process when you apply to come into this country is you be vetted. Who are you? Where did you come from? Do you have a criminal record? Are you a mass murderer? Are you a drug dealer? Who the hell are you? We have the right to know that. If you're going to make application for citizenship in this country, we have the right to ask those questions. And
well, it's grounds for secession. I don't understand. You know, at this point, Texas has been way too patient, maybe because, you know, who knows how the politicians are really bought out by our phony banking system. But, you know, if I was Texas, I would have already seceded and then I can control my own immigration and my own borders without question.
Yeah, but the only problem with that is, Cody, you know, look, you weaken your opposition. If you cannot beat them in the first round of a fight, that's why you got 15 rounds in a heavyweight fight. There is a strategy to war, okay? And in this one, who are the warriors? The warriors should be the people that want the federal law enforced, as it already is on the books. We haven't asked for anything more. This is not prejudicial to Venezuelans or Mexicans or Panamanians or Chinese or anybody else that can make it to Central America and walk into our damn country. Mm-hmm. This is a very simple issue. But then they started throwing humanitarian rights in here. And what about these poor children that the coyotes, first of all, the parents are releasing to coyotes to drag up to the border and shove them over the border? Come on.
But what about
Cody, let me say something real quick here. We still have the same problem we had under the Trump administration here. And I was a little bit angry that Trump didn't do something about this. And John, you and I talked about this. But you still had the same problem in the Trump administration with sanctuary cities. Now, you had governors, you had local, you know, politicians. They were saying they're going to turn their city into a sanctuary city, and which violates federal immigration law, and nothing happened.
Okay, but
I was hoping
that federal
agents would have shown up and it would have jailed these governors for violating federal immigration law. Nothing happened.
Steve.
Well, that's where Trump let us down.
Well, wait a minute.
The Shabbos boy that he is.
Okay, I'm starting to see the hazy image here of the Twilight Zone guy sitting across from me again. Look, if you want to stop a leak in a car engine, you stop the leak. By Trump building that wall, and I'm firmly convinced that he thought he had four more years, I think that wall would have been completed along the entire southern border of the United States. But he did what he thought was necessary to stop this and support the Immigration and Naturalization Service, support the border security, support the federal law that says, wait a minute, you just can't go ahead and do this. We're going to put a stop to it. He talked to the Mexican government. All of a sudden, the numbers started to drop. Look what happened when JoJo. Look, guys, I'm just not going to dump this all on Trump.
No, I'm not either.
Well, no,
let me say something.
Not.
Let me say something
else,
John.
Look at what...
Let me say something else, John. I do believe that Donald Trump could have gone a different route on getting these walls built. Forget the Congress. They were going against him. He was fighting Democrats. He's playing their game. He simply had to say, it's necessary for a country's security. We've got gangs coming in. We've got drugs coming in. We've got an opioid crisis, for God's sakes. We've got pedophiles coming in. It's a national emergency. We are going to build the wall under an executive order. That's what I would have done. It would have been done. You wouldn't have haggled about money. We've got the money. We simply would have built it under an executive order and bypass all this garbage with fighting about how much money, how much money. And how much time did he lose doing that? He should have written, he should have penned it, executive order, I'm protecting the borders, I'm protecting the nation, I'm protecting our economics. It's necessary, it's going to be built, and there's no question about it. Build it. That's what I would have done.
And there could have been more creative. Cody, thanks for your call. I'm really running long on you. Thank you. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Look, he could have tackled it this way. He could have told the respective states here, California, New Mexico, Arizona, Texas, and told them, said, look, you know, we know that you got to pay federal taxes. Well, what we're going to do here, rather than you sending those federal taxes over to the federal government, we'll just set up a fund that'll go directly into the fund to build the damn wall. End of story. He could have done that. There are other things he could have done. But I know what he did do, and I know what his intent was. And the guy was doing it. What was the first thing that they did? They defunded the contractors that they already had contracts with. So the federal government walked in, broke these contracts. The federal contracts are already in place. And saying, no, we're not going to pay you guys any work you do from here on out. Any materials you have on hand. If you just won't get paid for it. All right. Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly.
Hi. Well, I hit the daily double today. I got Stottmiller and Elkins on the line here.
Just don't crinkle any cellophane on me and I'll be okay.
I'm looking at some right now.
Don't you do it. Well, what's on your mind, Kelly?
I had been trying, first, before I get to what I want to tell you, the Supreme Court ruling to you today was 9-0 against a case involving 400,000 illegal aliens who were petitioning for green cards, and they ruled you have no right to a green card, period. They have to leave. And that surprised everybody because it was a 9-0 ruling. It surprised me. All right. I've been trying to follow these audits around the country, and I can't get what I think is reliable information. I keep hearing bits and pieces of things here and there, but I don't have anything reliable. What can you tell us about what you've heard and how these are going?
Kelly, just what you have heard, smidges here and there. I think when you're doing this type of audit to avoid the politics and the condemnation, to not add fuel to the Democrats' fire, that they don't want this taking place because they already know they cheated, all right? Yeah. They know. So you keep the information down to a minimum, and you keep doing what your job is, to do that audit, do the recount on the votes, and then we'll make the statement when we have the evidence to present. I think that's a smart course.
I think they're holding back their cards. That's a smart move. Yeah.
How many other states are involved in this right now? I know Georgia's jumping into it.
Well, we just learned last week that Pennsylvania is eyeballing this. At least certain Republicans, and not the neocons in Pennsylvania, they took a trip down to, which was it? Steve, help me out here.
Arizona. They went down to Phoenix.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And they sent representatives down there to see how exactly they're doing this recount because they would like to do the same thing in Pennsylvania. There's a certain segment of conservatives in Wisconsin want to do the same thing. And I say if we need to recount the vote to assure the American people that the vote was not rigged, then why we're there, Democrats, to prove your case? Are we not? If you didn't cheat, then you have nothing to worry about.
Well, and you're very right about that. If this election was all above board, if it was, as Democrats say, the most secure election ever, there should be no concern about a forensic audit.
You know,
I also heard today that North Carolina is jumping into this.
Exactly. You know, so, you know, and we've got midterm elections coming up that's going to affect the balance of power in where? In the federal government, in the Congress, in the Senate up there. And have we heard anything? Well, first we got to prove that the vote was rigged and then go about a way, evidently, to make sure we have honest elections. How is that going to be possible if it's not proven something that we all know happened? Or those that have been paying attention and don't want to live in la-la land, you know.
John, it's imperative that we do this or we will never have confidence in another election again.
That's right.
About George. That's right.
You know, we have an opportunity here. We have an opportunity here, John, to kill three birds with one stone here. We undo the wrong done against Donald Trump. We get to sue Smartmatic and Dominion, get to sue them, and Mike Lindell becomes a billionaire because his case is already made. Because if it's been rigged on these two systems, it's Smartmatic and Dominion, Mike Lindell is looking to be a billionaire here.
Well,
here's something else. Georgia is particularly interested in this. I know the Democrats in Georgia are scared because if they could demonstrate that the election was stolen in favor of Biden, that also puts those two Senate seats up for grabs. Because if they stole that seat for Biden, you know darn well they did the same thing to make sure that Ossoff
and I give you John McCain out of Arizona. You kept asking Republicans in Arizona, did you vote for John McCain? No, I did not. Why was the man kept being repeatedly elected into the U.S. Senate?
He was selected.
The guy was a skunk.
Rigged.
He was.
Yeah, Kelly, I appreciate your call. I got to keep moving because people have honored my request. They're calling in. Thanks, Kelly. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John. Hi, Steve. I'd like to talk about the school boards for a minute. I'm quite sure that somebody that gets into a school board position is trying out for something that does pay later on, and I think there are opportunities to peddle influence.
Okay. I'm sure of that. I'm sure you're right.
Okay.
Yeah. I would agree with
that. Somebody must have put up for a vote. For example, we just voted down a $40 million campaign to put a new library up when the old one was in far better condition, at least I thought so. They were crying that they had some internal problems and maybe some asbestos, which could have been remediated, but it's a fine-looking building, and they were going to put this thing that, an artist's conception, it looked absolutely weird. It looked like it would be from a science fiction movie, and the price kept climbing up. This has happened twice in the last 15 years. A new library has been voted down. It's one of the few things that people understand, and the school boards, some of the school board members either had construction companies or related to somebody that had a construction company.
Okay. Well, Ken, the issue that I'll take here is that and not all school boards, by the way, are non-paying jobs. Some of them are voluntary. I don't care if you're being paid for it or not. If you're going against the wishes of the state school board with what curriculum is to be taught and what isn't to be taught, when you're down, and if your assumption here is they're going for a higher paid position, does that not tell you the body politic and how much it stinks because they have politicized the school system and these people are volunteering to be on a school board, but they're bringing in all the tripe and the trash along with them? That's not a way that I would go about trying to seek a higher public paid office. And that tells me how rotten to the core the system has become, that this is going on right now, Ken.
Yes, I hear the music. Thank you and good night.
Hey, gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
John in California, you're up next. Go ahead, John.
Hi, John. Hi, Steve. Yeah, lively discussion today. I'll be sane about this. Talking about the wall, I just remembered. What happened? Was it New Mexico? Those people that built it with their own money? You know what happened? Did they finish it? Or are they still working on it?
I am not sure.
We're not going to wait.
Maybe somebody in New Mexico can answer that question.
Yeah, I said, what would JoJo come back and say? Okay, we're going to tear it down anyway. We didn't use a government money. We're going to tear it down. But that's ridiculous. But anyway, just give you an update. We went to Front Site a couple weeks ago. Spent our anniversary down there. Had another great time, great people. Spread the word RBN out to everybody I met, and they were very gracious in that. And as usual, we go to the final time. I told you last year, we did that with the hostage crisis, the final bullet of the final day of the week. And I again shot my granddaughter right in the middle of the head. I kept trying to miss. My wife did perfect, so.
Wait a minute. What's this shooting of granddaughters in their heads? What?
The final, they ask you the last day of the training session, they have where they put up like a hostage crisis.
Okay.
And they have two hostage takers behind this one picture. You're supposed to write the who you want to save, your loved one or something. And last year was my oldest daughter.
Okay.
And this year was her daughter, my granddaughter.
Okay.
So everything was fine. I was, you know, being careful, you know, go for the hostage takers. And it came down to the final bullet. I was trying to be very careful, and I just got excited and hit my granddaughter right in the middle of the the head, forehead. So, anyway, I felt distraught about that. But my wife, she had her other daughter, and she got it perfect. So, anyway, we joked about that. But, again, we had a good time, and it was really good.
Well, you want to hear something ironic? We still have the front sight thing going. You can still call Dan that's been handling this for us, but in the last several weeks, nobody has signed up.
Yeah, well, I still got one left to give away, and I was trying to work with Dr. Kelly on some fundraising thing. I never heard back from her, so I shouldn't procrastinate. I should just tell Dan, you got somebody needs to go, but doesn't have
well,
the
look,
money or something.
Well, look, I'm looking at it this way. Offering this kind of training on a membership that you can use year after year, when you think you're trained enough in every scenario using firearms, you're satisfied, you can give the membership to somebody else. If I've got to resort to begging these people to get this training, I'm just going to give up radio, and I'm going to give up trying to save this country. Because if your ego is going to write a check that your butt can't cover, and you're all of that with a firearm, and if you think that, well, any battle you engage in, I can almost guarantee you, you're going to lose. John, I'm going to quit begging people. We have told them that you send your prime people out there, the people that have the ability to absorb this knowledge and turn around and train other people. We may have to go to the bullet box in this country, of which I don't want to see. But war is nothing but two things, strategy and the will to win. If you don't have the will to do something very simple that's relatively inexpensive, 500 versus 25,000, and you're not going to, how was it said before, that you're going to be forced to go someplace physically that mentally you haven't been and you're not prepared for, I can guarantee you, you're going to get your butt handed to you. Because I'm going to tell you something. What I see going on right now, there's going to be fisticuffs in this country one way or the other. And I look for the United Nations peacekeepers, because isn't this what we have been doing? Saddling up with the United Nations. I'm sorry, there's still a demilitarized zone in Korea. That was UN operation. So was Vietnam, and so was the whole damn Middle East thing for 20 years. Because they didn't call it that? You know, here again, we go with, I got to get a label machine. Evidently, I've got to be official here and label everything as it's supposed to be. That whole damn Middle East thing was nothing but coalition forces. That was thinly disguised UN operations. Thinly, very thinly disguised. They screwed up a couple of times. They did some maps and preaching strategy and trying to prove that, oh, we're winning the war against terror. They start planting UN flags all over the place. Somebody screwed up. Those were removed. But if I've got to get down to the point where we've got UN blue-helmeted people running around trying to keep the peace in America, and they're here to disarm those that have arms, that's what the UN is all about. I don't hold much faith for the future of this country. We got all the firearms, yeah, but are we willing to use them? John, I thank you for your call.
Thank you, John. Have a good night.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back. Lauren in Ohio, hang on a second. I want to do this before we get out of here today. You wanted to know what Texas is doing here in Del Rio. On any given day in Del Rio, hundreds of Venezuelans wade across the Rio Grande from Mexico into the United States. We call those OTMs, other than Mexicans. They're carrying more belongings than illegal aliens from most other countries. One woman said she was a photographer back home. She had a professional camera equipment in her backpack. They arrive on shore and proceed to change into dry clothes, tossing the wet ones on the ground. Discarded shoes, many looking new, dot the pathway up the river in two main locations. Some pull out toothbrushes and start brushing their teeth when they get here. Okay. State troopers are usually on site in a large dusty parking area to greet them and pass out water as well as granola bars to the hungry. The wrappers are often discarded on the ground unless a law enforcement officer points to them to put it in a trash bin. Sometimes the troopers will take a photo of the group, count how many are there, and find out where they're from. Many of the new arrivals are quick to pull out their smartphones and call loved ones to say they've made it. Then everyone waits for Border Patrol to come, scoop them up. It can take anywhere from 10 minutes to more than 2 hours. As the agency scrambles to keep up with the overwhelming influx, bags are tossed into a van and bodies pile up in the back before they're whisked to a processing center and then released. In just the last 7 days, our agents have encountered over 5,800 migrants from 29 different countries. The Del Rio Sector Border Patrol Chief Austin Scarrow wrote on Twitter that on June 4th, during the same time, 63 smuggling attempts were caught on our highways. More than 119,000 illegal aliens from 70 countries have been apprehended in the sector this fiscal year. The number of Venezuelans coming is immense. In this sector alone, with 4 months to go in the fiscal year, 10,874 Venezuelans have been apprehended by the border, according to Customs and Border Protection. By comparison, for the whole fiscal year of 2020, only 135 Venezuelans. Figure that out percentage-wise, folks. How much of an increase is that? Many Venezuelans told the Epoch Times they flew to Cancun, then Monterrey in Mexico, before crossing the river into Del Rio. Isn't that nice? They got money to fly into Mexico and then walk to our border and walk across it, only be taken to a processing center and then promptly released. Wow. Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren.
Yeah, well, we don't respect ourselves. We don't respect our country. So it's sort of the natural consequences of how we think about ourselves. But I wanted to give you some positive news. And I'm sorry, I don't have your stuff out yet. It's going out tomorrow. I'm so sorry.
I've been trying to call you, and unfortunately, I've not been able to get a hold of you, which makes me think many other people are trying to get a hold of you as well that can't talk to you.
What stuff are we talking about here, John? What stuff is coming your way?
It's stuff that the Mexicans were bringing over the border.
It's the stuff.
Hey, so listen to what I did for you, though. I got you on WABC, the Frankie Russo Show, frankierusso.media. Send an email and say, hey, Lauren from Ohio turned you on to Frankie Russo, that you're calling from RBN, and name your favorite shows and what you like about them. Send that all to Frankie. He's WABC out of New York, out of Manhattan.
Mm.
And he lets you say whatever you want. The only thing that, you know, he got fussed at by the office was the Trump situation, because frankly, no, President Trump needs to be put back in office. He is the president. Resident Biden did not win this election, and it's not a matter of the Supreme Court.
Do you know, Lauren,
gave you a little win that they're going to tell you, oh no, we've decided it's better for the country, and you're going to go along with it?
Better for the country.
No, it's not. And
continue,
Lauren,
with the fraud, it's not good for
and this is gutsy of this talk show host, because WABC in New York, that's mostly going out to what? That's liberal central in this country, is it not?
Well, they're actually a pro-Trump. I mean, he lets anybody call. People call. They're against. They're pro. But he lets you say whatever you want to talk about. So I said, listen, your problem is your input comes from CNN and Fox News.
Yep.
You don't listen to republicbroadcasting.org. Pick a show, any show. Eat the meat, spit out the bones, grow your mind. You know, they're not trying to keep information from you. You may not agree with whatever it is they're saying, but they'll give you the information. Where do you go to investigate it? Stuff you've never heard of before.
Yeah.
He let me go on for, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes.
Seriously?
Absolutely, baby. Right. Frankie Russo. I call Friday nights and Saturday nights. I plug republicbroadcasting.org. I plug a lot of stuff. Whatever is coming out of my mouth, I always give where did it come from, who's involved, and why you should not listen to them, basically. Because the bottom line is, these are just men committing crimes. And we keep trying to go to the court to address it and all the I want to swear. No. Okay, we have a constitution. That's the law of the land. You're either in with the constitution or you're not. And frankly, Article 1, Section 8 and 9 say that the federal government is supposed to protect these borders. They're not doing it. These people are committing treason. I want to see some trials. Treason is the reason. I want to see different faces on the front of T-shirts with, holding on to the bars. You know, Hillary Clinton looking out, Joe Biden looking out. Treason is the reason.
I like it.
And list their crimes on the back. I've had enough of this crap. Let's go vote in three years.
Look, Lauren, if you can't bring Hillary and Bill Clinton down just through the Clinton Foundation and all the ne'er-do-well stuff they've done through there, will it help to go back to Arkansas when he was governor?
Well, no, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is the point that we have to understand is the people we're trusting to defend us and protect us are the people who are feeding on us and killing us.
No. I get that, and it takes a village idiot that this woman is more communist than she ever was American.
Hillary. Pick Bill Gates. Pick Fauci. Pick, I'm just saying, my point is we have to stop acquiescing. We give them our time, our money, our attention, and access to our children. What the hell? What do we expect? And so my point
is... Lauren, we still got one problem here.
What's that?
We still got a very corrupt FBI right now. Still very corrupt. Even more so now. It's being coddled.
Yeah, but what the FBI
They didn't do a thing about Hunter Biden. They didn't give a crap about Joe Biden and his China
influence. It's what we're doing. It's what I'm doing every day. It's what I'm doing with my life. This is my point. We are destructive as a people. We want universal basic income. We want to watch Netflix and don't mind tranny story time and Heather. We don't know anything. We're dingbat. But that's because the schools built us this way. That's what I'm saying. When I say take your children out of those schools, I'm not talking about the point is they're lying to them. So there's nothing that they're going to do. So what? We're going to wait for them to fix. Okay, you know what? You were talking about the schools. I ran for state school board. You know what my platform was? To get rid of the state school board. This is a local issue. Whatever you want to do in your community, that's your business. It's called freedom, and we're the kings.
Yeah, but, okay, but Lauren, okay, but slow your roll here a second.
Okay.
Okay, haven't we done exactly that? And look what's cropped up on these school boards.
No, but
and,
we haven't
okay,
done
Okay, but,
that.
But hold on a second. Let me finish. And, yeah, local school boards, that should be handled locally. But what is the overall program according to the state school board? What are they supposed to be teaching the children? And what are they actually being taught? That is being handled locally by the little ne'er-do-wells that squirm the way on these school boards, paid or not paid.
Wait a minute. Let her
respond to that. Go ahead.
Okay. The state school board actually has, it was about a 4-foot curriculum. I read every page. They actually have a standard curriculum, but again, my point is the majority of it was lies, from the Constitution to the biology to the... There was hardly anything true in there.
So where is this stuff coming from?
These teacher unions and all this crazy nonsense. But again, my point is, if you let something come between you and your child and his education, that's your fault. I say give them a globe, give them a Bible, give them a Saxon math curriculum, you know, give them an economics.
Lauren, I'm agreeing with you. Give them the sixth grade McGuffey readers, for gosh sakes.
Amen. There it is.
All right. Let me get my question out to you guys, because this is what I want to know. If we look at the hierarchy of what's going on here, and the school board is just simply carrying out the curriculum that they've been told to push. Now, who is above them? Who is that person? Or who's that group of people that have pushed the agenda down that far to the school board to push it out there and put it in effect? Who is that?
Well, this is the Agenda 2020 people, Agenda 2030 people. It's globalists. They Council on Foreign Relations. They wanted to merge us with the Russian educational
but
system.
On a state level, I understand what you're talking about this. But on a state level, there must be somebody to go to point a finger that they are the ones responsible for handing it down. There's got to be somebody on the local level.
Somebody on the state level. My superintendent of schools, she was caught changing the test scores in Ohio to make the stupid kids look smarter because they're so damn stupid. She got caught. Wound up pleading no contest. Nobody got in any trouble. They hired security guards. I used to go to those meetings.
Okay, but the question Steve is asking is a very specific one, Lauren.
The hierarchy.
The hierarchy. Okay. Who do you go to?
On the state level, there must be somebody to go to.
Thank you.
Okay, no, there's not. And that's why we are children of the living God. We don't go to men. We are the kings. I don't go to them to ask about my children's education. I don't go to them to ask about my earnings stream and what I'm going to do with it. My point is, we are upside down in this country. We've forgotten who we are. The Constitution is a body of negative law to limit the maids and the butlers. Their job is not to rule us. Their job is to protect us from the likes of them. And my point is, because we've forgotten that, We keep going to them. Oh, will you please let us free, Master? Oh, will you please fix the schools and get those sodomites and trannies out of there and stop teaching global warming and Bible is, you know, not real and kill your babies? I mean, what the hell are we doing? That woman, the woman that you played at the beginning?
Yes.
That, there you go. Mama's got to do that. But my point is, that won't even help you at this point. Because the principals, at this point, you can't control the food. They're vaccinating these kids without permission. It's dangerous. There's things you just don't do because they're dangerous. And at this point, these people have made it perfectly clear what they want to do to you and to your children. And if you trust them for an hour with your children, with their minds, well, this is what you're going to get, exactly what we've gotten and more. So I'm just saying, keep your money in your pocket, keep your children in your home. And the, when you were talking about the states, we don't secede. We do not need secession.
No, we do
not. Everything is still in place. It's just that they've superimposed this administrative jurisdiction over top of it. And it's just like the Supreme Court. Oh, let's go to them to ask about what to do. No, let's follow the rules. Hey, there was fraud. Go back, follow the exact same rules. Count those votes. And I'm talking about all of them, the congressmen, the senators, the school board representatives, every single vote. If you've got 3,000 votes that, from people that don't exist or from the same address,
yeah, I know.
Honey, you're throwing those out.
We got you on that. We got
well,
you.
Well, right, but what I'm saying is if I robbed a bank and I said, well, it's been a year, and, you know, I really want to live at a country club and live real nice and pretend I'm rich, and since it's been a year, you know,
Lauren, do you ever let me agree with you? Because you always say that, you know, my point is, or what I'm trying to tell you.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I get so excited.
Well, now I know why Frankie Russo on WABC likes to have you on, because you're nonstop.
Well, but I told him where I get the information is republicbroadcasting.org. So everybody who's listening, frankierusso.media. Hey. Lauren from Ohio, she's telling us about your show. We're calling you from RBN. Here's our favorite shows on this station. Just give them one or two. Just give them one or two.
I would love Frankie Russo to give me a call and going, look, you're part of the alternative media, and it looks like you guys are right a lot of the time. Let me put you on my show.
Oh, yeah. He would. I'll tell you what, he could do your nighttime show. It would be great. He's from midnight to 5 a.m. Friday, 1 to 5 a.m. Saturday. He takes calls. You know, he does like he does comedy. You know, I love fish. I love fish. I like crab meat, lobster meat and crab meat. He's funny. It's a family. It's perfect for your overnight if you wanted to do something. I don't know if that would work.
Lauren,
or not.
I'm looking forward to the package that you're sending me.
Right. It's coming tomorrow. I'm so sorry. Yep. We're like totally slammed. And I'm
well, and you must have been because I stopped calling after the fourth time.
What do you mean? Where were you calling?
I was calling your cell phone that was never answered.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay, I hardly know how to use a cell phone. The only thing
okay, I tried the other number. Every time that I called your cell number, I tried the other number, and there was no answer.
Okay, that's the office, and that's what I'm saying. I'm outside in these gardens. But you know what? I'm going to call you. If that's fine, I'll give you a call and let you know what's going on.
All right.
Tell you tomorrow. I'll tell you when the package ships out, what to do.
Very
with
good.
It.
I
want Deanna Singola's number so you can save your show. If all she is sick, I'll get her straightened out. She'll be fine. She'll discontinue.
Well, and that's going to be her option, but she's already stated that her last show will be June 19th on the network.
Right, I know. I just wanted to pick up her number.
Okay.
I tried Ingrid to see if I could get that number.
All right.
Anyway, okay, well, I love your show. I love what you're doing. We're getting your name out. And wait, that's the other thing. Real quick, people, call up these. I gave up on AM radio a long time ago. I'm back to it. There are shows that will let you talk. When you find one like Frankie Russo, everybody line up. Get your points out. He'll let you talk. I mean, educate the people. This is going out. ABC blasting out across America every Friday and Saturday night. Our people should be calling. Our people send your favorite
shows. Why don't you put out the call-in number?
You know what? I didn't even think about that. You know what? I'm usually like just like I do here.
Okay. Well, the next time you call into the show, give us Frankie Russo's call-in number and the hours again that he's on.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I've got that. Okay, so it's 800-848-9222. WABC Frankie Russo.
One more time on the hours and the number.
It's 800-848-9222. And it's Friday night from midnight to 5 a.m., or maybe it's 1 to 5, and then Saturday night from midnight to 5 a.m. One of them is 1 to 5. One of them is midnight to 5.
Okay. All right. Very good. Lauren, thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it. John in Michigan. Hello, John. What?
Look, of course, I'm going to pick up on the education thing and let everybody in your audience know that Michigan and Pennsylvania and Oregon were the pilot states for this garbage that Hillary Clinton, David Rockefeller, and Ira Magazine worked up in the late 80s. They implemented it here, and it goes, the governor got the funding, complete control over the funding. It was the school-to-work program, outcome-based education. There's a letter from Mark Tucker to Hillary Clinton, Betty. Is that the music in
that,
the background?
That is. Hang on one second, John. It looks like you're going to be the last call of the program. So hang on. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, Steve Elkins. That hasn't said a whole lot in these last 2 hours. Is that because I'm talking too much, Steve, or you're just not being...
I've got nothing really good to add yet. I mean, I have a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't do a third hour.
Just talk to talk.
Okay. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're back. John, you're still there.
Yes, John and Steve. I left off where I brought up Mark Tucker's letter to Hillary Clinton, a very important letter to read, folks, to see what their agenda was. And this was back in the mid-90s. Another book that explains the whole hierarchy of the NEA, and the, we have a MEA and NEA. MEA is Michigan. Is the NEA the Trojan horse of American education? That breaks down everything. The superintendents are change agents. They bring in the changes. And it's all with the curriculum. The curriculums are developed by behavioral psychologists and distributed in zoning areas. Maybe two or three states will have the same curriculum.
They, you know, don't they understand natural child development? And if you're teaching them not what to think, but how to think, reading, writing, arithmetic, logic, problem solving, and that's where their job begins and ends.
Well, the Michigan Department of Education changed the term of learning, which we most think is gaining knowledge, to changing the behavior that exists. So when they're talking about learning, that's what they want to do. They want to change the behavior. It has nothing to do with gaining knowledge. And the curriculum is totally dysfunctional. They give the children calculators. They never learn the functions. Logic, they teach them look-say, which is like a Chinese language as far instead of phonics. So they lose their communication skills, and by the time they're 4 years in fourth grade, they don't trust the parents, or they don't trust the teachers, because no.
Well, now, John, now they're being told that their parents are really, if they haven't been overt about it, they're closet racist, and that's systemic racism, and you can't respect that, so ergo, you can't respect your parents.
No, you divide and conquer, and I saw it up here in Bel Air, Antrim County, folks, where, you know, we have the old good voting fraud going on here. Mike Lindell was here in town this week, but the education system here was totally compromised. I had to pull my children out, but I did, and I was able to do that, we had to reteach them the basics because they were lacking many of it. Many of the children today, they don't know how to operate unless they have groupthink, because that's how they are putting children.
They dialogue to consensus. They all got to agree.
Yes, that's the groupthink. You don't have to do the work as long as someone's leading the way, and then you get the grade. They had 90% of the people, 90% of the children on the honor roll. I still put an end to that. But I attended four years of school board meetings, folks. 4 years, every month, summer, winter, spring, fall, and I began filming the school board meetings. Boy, did they get really upset about that one.
I'm sure that they did.
Yes, and so they changed their whole protocol format, but they're completely controlled by the superintendents. And the superintendents are chosen not by the locals usually. It's done by a hired group to pick the candidates and select the candidates for the agenda. So the NEA of the Trojan Horse of American Education, a wonderful book. And you can also check out Charlotte Iserby's Deliberate Dumbing Down. And then John Taylor Gatto on YouTube, he's a top New York teacher, breaks down everything in short snippet videos. And folks, you got to, the children are being dumbed down and cheated out of their education. It's just totally disgusting. And again,
John, I'll point to the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. I didn't make this up. The commies did. To have free education, to use the public school systems in this country as a transmission belt for our propaganda. And that's exactly what you're seeing going on right now.
That is in the book, the NEA, the Trojan Horse of American Education.
I'm glad there's a verifier there. All right, John, I'm out of time.
Well, God bless you both.
Thank you. Well, Steve.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have to let you sit in for me so you can get a word in edgewise, huh?
Well, I just didn't. I did talk a little bit. I could have gone on more with Lauren.
All right.
The way, I think she needs a talk show.
I've already cracked on her about it. Thank you, Steve.
She can fill up an hour fast.
Thank you all for being here.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting. and help yourself to get an engine cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.